In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we begin, remember the protection cross. This protection cross is really important. It's got the prayer of Zacharias and the blessing for times of plagues and pestilence. This, with the Benedictine medal, it also has the prayers on the outside. See, when the priest prays these prayers, when the demon sees these letters, they flee because the whole prayer is coming at them. That's what's so good about exercise things, exercise water, exercise oil, exercise salt. When you use a drop of them or a grain of them, what happens at that point is the demon hears all the prayer. Like, for example, the prayers for exercising bells. They hear these prayers. That's why the church would ring the bells at 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 6 o'clock, you know, the Angelus, to drive the demons away. The mass, you'd have the bells at the beginning of the mass, at the Sanctus, at the consecration. It drives the demons away. You have to understand, we're at war, and use the sacraments and sacramentals that the church gives you, because it's a war, and there are casualties that are happening, and our job is to fight to the end. But it's a fight. It's not a war of blood. It's a war of love that Jesus says. So let's get back to Luisa. He basically says, the truth is my divine will. It's our glory, the divine will's glory, the triune God's glory. On the part of creatures, it shall be full. And he says, they will have our life in their power to glorify God, to love God as God deserves to be glorified, deserves to be loved, deserves to be praised. So we're continuing with volume 35, 12, 14, 19, 37. My blessed daughter, just as nature has its day for the human life, during which all the actions of life are carried out, in the same way, see, what happens with nature happens supernaturally. In the same way, my divine will forms its day in the depth of the creature, of the soul, who lives in the divine will. So as you're striving to live in the divine will, and Jesus said, if you want the divine will, you're more than halfway there. It's begun. Now, the fullness of it will come one day. And when that fullness comes, there will be no more darkness. God is going to reign. That's what he's getting us ready for, what's coming, the new day. So he says very clearly, in the same way, my divine will forms the day in the depth of the soul who lives in the divine will. As the soul begins to form her acts in the divine will, calling the divine will as her own life, so does my divine will begin its day, forming a splendid daybreak in the depth of their soul. This daybreak, Jesus says, reunites the power of the soul and renews in the soul the power of the Father, the wisdom of the Son, the virtue and love of the Holy Spirit. See, it's beginning. It's just beginning. And what God has got planned is the new heavens and the new earth. Our Lady says, get ready for the new heavens and the new earth. Get ready for the new day, this glory that's coming to mankind. And what happens also is that Our Lady says, if you don't want this, then you're going to have to take the opposite of it, darkness, despair. I mean, that's what you're, if you don't want heaven, you're going to have to take hell. I mean, it's very, very clear. So the Lord says, I'm going to show you how and why you are to live heaven now on earth, because of the kingdom that's coming, this new era that's coming. And he says, I've created you. I've redeemed you. I have, and now he says, I want to sanctify you. I have predestined you to live at this time to give you the book of heaven. How many saints would have wanted this book of heaven? And God gave it to us. So Jesus says, you are the souls who have the book of heaven, who must begin to live this life. So he's showing us the way and the how he is going to do it. All we have to do is have the disposition. I want this. God says, good. Learn to say fiat in all situations. Learn to say yes in all situations. Learn to be peaceful in all situations, and I will take care of it. And so therefore we stop the self-centeredness, this ego, this misery of the human will. And we begin to say, I want your life, Jesus. I want your mother's life, Jesus. I want the life, this new divine will, which is really the oldest gift. It's not new at all. It's the gift that God breathed into Adam, but now it's even more than what God gave to Adam. We're not only going to have the fallen state of Adam is going to be gone, but God has redeemed us. We're receiving from the new Adam and the new Eve even more glory than what Adam had. This is a double whammy, if you want to say. It's glory that's coming that has never been seen before. Adam is going to look at what Jesus and Mary have done, giving to the children of Adam, now the children of God, that he's going to be astonished for all of creation. What he was given was limited compared to what now God is giving. It's more than what was given to Adam, because it's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So Jesus says this, this daybreak reunites the power of the soul and reunites the soul in the power of the Father, the wisdom of the Son, the virtue and love of the Holy Spirit. This is the life that God breathed into Adam, but now it's even more than what Adam had. He says, therefore, my divine will begins the day together with the most holy sacrosanct Trinity. It's the divine will begins the day with our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that descends into the littlest acts, into the hiding places of the creature, in order to carry out its life together with the soul to do, listen to this, whatever the soul does. Think why? Because it's Jesus in us that's doing it. It's the new Adam and the new Eve living their life in us, doing what we're doing. Image and likeness. The image of God is through holy baptism. The likeness of God is to do what God does. That's the likeness. You act like your parents. You laugh like your parents. You walk like your parents. You snore like your parents. You are in their likeness. We're going to be in the likeness of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This daybreak puts to flight all the darkness of the soul in such a way that everything is light for the soul, standing at attention as a vigilant sentry, so that all the soul's acts may receive the light of the divine will. That's what Louisa has done. That's what God has done for Louisa. And now God wants to give this to us. Again, we're nobodies, we're nothings. It's he predestined us to live at this time. He's using us basically to prove to the world that it's not us. We are nobodies, we're nothings. But this abundant life that he wants to give to the world is going to radiate through the souls who are reading, who are studying, who are putting this into practice. Why? We've learned how to do the will of God through the lives of the saints. Now Jesus wants us to learn how to live in the will of God with what God gave to Louisa. So he says, this daybreak is the first rest of God in the room of the soul. Now think about it. In Genesis, there's the evening of the first day, the morning of the second day, the evening of the second day, the morning of the third day. There's no morning or evening of the seventh day, the day of rest. Why? This is the day of rest. This daybreak, this sunrise is the first rest of the seventh day of creation. Okay, think about what John Paul II said. John Paul II, Pope St. John Paul II said, get ready for the third millennium. It's the third, if you want to say 3,000 years, beginning the third millennium, after the four millenniums of waiting for Jesus, we've now entered into the 7,000th year. A day will be like 1,000 years. 1,000 years will be like a day. This is the first rest of God within the womb of our soul, the room of our soul. It is the beginning of the eternal day in which the life of the Supreme Being begins together with their children. It's begun. John Paul II said, get ready for the third millennium, the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. Pope Padre Pio said, get ready for the third millennium. Get ready for the third millennium, the next millennium, he said, where the church is going to focus on Luisa and the divine will. Take a high-powered rifle, 1,000 feet away. You're looking at something. You're focused on that spot. Jesus says, this is what the church is going to do. Focus on all that's going on. Focused on what Jesus tells Luisa. By the grace of God, we have the book of heaven. If we're reading, studying, putting this into practice, we're the happiest of everyone. I mean, this is the kingdom of God breathing in us on earth as it is in heaven. It's a new beginning. That's what he says. He says, it's the beginning of the eternal day in which the life of the Supreme Being begins together with humanity, with God's children. This is the wedding feast has begun. Jesus has proposed to us. He came to earth for a bride. When we wear the ring, we have accepted his proposal. This is the engagement ring. Remember, there were three rings given to Luisa. This is the engagement ring. At the most, Jesus says, he says, my divine will does not move, nor can it move or be without the adorable Trinity. At the most, it goes ahead of them. It plays the role of actor, but it draws them along with itself in an irresistible way, forming the divine chamber in which the divine persons can enjoy their human, their creature, their child. Listen to that. It draws them together with itself in an irresistible way. This is the wedding feast, forming the divine chamber. This is the wedding chamber in which the divine persons can enjoy their little one, so loved by them. Wherever it reigns, my divine will has the power to centralize everything, even our divine life. How beautiful is the beginning of the day of the soul who lives in our fiat. How beautiful this is. It is the enchantment of the whole of heaven. And if the whole celestial court were subject to envy, it would envy the soul who is so fortunate to possess inside her soul, that's Luisa at this point, in time on earth, the beginning of the eternal day, the precious day in which God begins to carry out his divine life together with that little soul. It's begun with Luisa. And Jesus is now saying to us, are you ready? Are you ready to live this life? Are you ready to enter into this abundant life? Are you ready for the wedding feast? That's what he's asking. So he says, now, as the soul moves on to do the second act in the divine volition, so does the sun of my eternal will rise. The fullness of its light is such as to invest all of the earth, visiting all the hearts. See, this is what's happening. When you do your act of the divine will, you're visiting all of humanity in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, bringing the good morning of this divine light of new divine joys to the whole celestial court. This light is crammed. I love that word. Crammed with love, adorations, with thanksgiving, with gratitude, with glory, with benediction. Think of that. Jesus said, the deserts are empty because of the fall of Adam. And this is the word he used. He said, if Adam didn't sin, the deserts would be crammed with people. not starving, crammed with God's children, filled with the love of God. If you look at the desert, look at the Sahara Desert from Google Earth. You look down, there's rivers there on the ground. There's places where there were lakes on the ground. You can see it. It's all coming back. What we are going to live in that paradise that God wanted Adam and Eve to possess. Life is going to be crammed all around us. And it's not going to be doom and gloom. It's going to be glory, glory, glory. That's what's coming. So he says very clearly, the fullness of this light is such to invest all of the earth, visiting all hearts, bringing the good morning of this light, the new joys of the whole celestial court. This light is crammed with love, crammed with adorations, crammed with thanksgivings, crammed with gratitude, crammed with glory, crammed with benediction. But who do these belong to? Jesus says, to the soul, Luisa, who with her act in my divine will has made the sun rise that shines out over all of humanity in such a way that all of humanity find the one, Luisa, who has loved God for them. The one who has adored God for them. The one who has thanked God for them. The one who has blessed God for them. The one who has glorified God for them. That gives you a glimpse of Luisa. She's done this for us. She is the first one, the newborn, to live in the divine will, who possessed the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, who did this for us. Now they have a human, a newborn. Everyone finds what he was obliged to do for God, and all are substituted for by Luisa, by Jesus, Mary, and Luisa. Everything's done, Jesus says. Everything now needs to be known. Who needs to know it? We need to know it. Your family doesn't want the divine will. Your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners don't want the divine will. They don't want it. They don't know it. They don't want it. God has given this to each and every one of us who have the book of heaven. Therefore, God is saying, you have to know this for them. You have to become the yeast for the flower that's all around you. I want the divine will to reign in the midst of your family, in the midst of your community, in the midst of your parish. And it's not by telling people about the Luisa. It's by living the life that was given to Luisa. Again, going back to Archbishop Cassati in 1997, he said, you've promoted Luisa in a saintly way, a good way, a holy way. But the divine will must be promoted in a divine manner. That means to live it. Not to drive to people's houses, knock on the door. Have you read about Luisa Picaretta? No. It's as you live it, this light is given to them. Jesus is doing this. God is going to wait for the great miracle that's coming. Everyone will be Catholic. Wait till you see what God has planned. Prodigies unheard of. That's what Jesus keeps on telling Luisa. Now, as the soul comes to do her third act, we see the first, second, now the third act in our most holy divine will, so is the full midday of our eternal sun formed in Luisa. And do you know, this is another book that's coming, what Luisa gives us in this full midday? Luisa prepares a banquet for us. This is the wedding feast. Do you know what Luisa gives us for food? It's the love that we, Triune God, have given to Luisa, as well as our divine qualities. It's the first bread, the bread of the divine will. What God is feeding us with right now is what he was feeding Adam with. It's the life, the bread that Jesus and Mary ate. And now God wants to fill us with these divine qualities to And again, when you read the six steps of how to live in the, how to give up, how to live in the fiat, how to give up your human will in the first 6 days of the Virgin Mary in the kingdom, the sixth step is to receive all divine qualities that a human could possibly receive. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. If we can learn to say fiat. If we can't learn to say fiat, that's far from us. But if we're striving to live the fiat, God says the sixth step is to, is Our Lady tells Luisa this, is to receive all the divine qualities of God as much and as possible as a human could receive. Now, after we have banqueted together, this is heaven. The other acts that she does in our divine will serve, some to form for us celestial melodies, some loving chants, some the most beautiful scenes, some others to repeat our divine works, and are always an act. And some, that soul, this is Luis he's talking about now, that he wants to offer to us, keeps us always occupied. And when the soul has given course to all of her actions in our divine will, we give the soul her rest the seventh day. And we rest together with the soul. And after the rest, we open the field to more work in order to let another day begin and so forth. And many times, this faithful daughter of ours, Luisa Picaretta, because of true faithfulness is the living in our divine will, we see that her brothers and the children of ours are about to be struck by deserved chastisements because of their sins. Do not close her day, but prays and suffers to impetrate deeds of grace for the souls as well as for their bodies. Do you know what that means? It's going to be greater than Nineveh. What's coming is going to be greater than Nineveh because of the divine will. All this doom and gloom out there. Listen to what Jesus says. Because of Luisa and the souls linked to Luisa, it'll be greater than Nineveh. 40 days more and Nineveh's destroyed. What happened? They repented, turned back to God, and it wasn't destroyed. Just listen to what Jesus says. It says very clearly, they pray and suffer to impetrate, beg God of deeds with deeds of graces for the souls as well as their bodies. Therefore, life of one who lives in my divine will is the joy, is the glory of heaven, as well as the help and graces for earth. What's coming is magnificent. God's warning us. He's warning us. Our Lady is warning us. But he's saying, turn back to me. Turn back to God. And so our prayer, our fasting, our penances, everything that we're going through, striving to live in the divine will, even though we fail, is important because Jesus says, the life of those who live in my divine will is the new joy, the new glory of heaven, and helps and graces for all on earth. Don't be overwhelmed by negativity. Understand, God has given us the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. Graces unheard of are going to be given to the earth because of what God has given to Luisa. 535, 1-2, 1938. My daughter, everything that the creature does in my divine will is first formed in heaven, in the eternal day that knows no nighttime. The entire celestial court is already aware that a creature, Luisa, of earth, has taken refuge in our celestial fatherland that is already hers. But to do what? To enter into the center of the fiat and call its power, its creative virtue, in order to give it the opportunity to operate in a soul, in her soul, in Luisa's soul. The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Oh, how much love she welcomed, not only by the divine volition, but also by the sacrosanct Trinity. God has planned this. This is what God gave to Adam. This is what's coming back to humanity. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. That was for the saints. That was doing the will of God. It's about sharing in divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass, by putting the drop of water in the chalice, may we share in the divinity of Christ, as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. That's how close we are. We say it every day and every Mass throughout the whole world. 536, 527, 1938. My desire for the soul is to live in our divine will. My desire as God for us is that we live in the divine will. My anxiety, Jesus says, my ardent sighs are such that I, Jesus, keep repeating to the ear of her heart, make me content. Don't make me sigh anymore. If you live in my divine fiat, the night shall be over for you, and you shall enjoy the fullness of the day. Do you believe that? Those are the words of Jesus. If you live in my divine fiat, the night is over for you. You begin to live the peace, the joy, the happiness of heaven. You shall enjoy the fullness of the day. Or better still, he says, every act done in the divine will shall be a new day, beginning with new divine graces, new divine loves, and unexpected new divine joys. All of the virtues that have a celebration for you in their place of honor. Again, we're going to be clothed in divinity again. This is the divine masterpiece that God wants to make out of us. Like many princesses, they shall court your Jesus, and your soul, you shall form in yourself my throne, God's throne of brightest light, where I, God, shall dominate as King, Lord, Master. He's planned this. As they say, you ain't seen nothing yet. What's coming is going to be amazing. And he's all that he's asking of us is, are you willing to say yes to this? And if you're willing to say yes, okay, begin to live this life. Begin to live it. 536, 626, 1938. My daughter, as the creature, donates her human will to me. Okay, basically, the human will is misery. Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, sin. That's the human will. We say to God, I don't want it anymore. I donate it to you. It's the beginning of new divine graces, new divine love, new and unexpected joys. All the virtues have a celebration for you in their place of honor. And like many princes, they shall count on your Jesus and your soul. Listen to this. You shall form in yourself my throne in the brightest light, where I shall dominate as King. My daughter, as the creature donates her human will, a whole paragraph went down, in order to live in mine, I too, listen to this. You give your human, I don't want my human will anymore. Jesus says, in order to live with mine, I too, I give her my divine will. But do you know what my divine will does before donating? It pours into the act of the creature. It embellishes it. It forms its day, sanctifying it, interesting it with divine joys, and then locking itself inside the act of the creature. As my fiat operates in this act, all created things, all of the world, all of the universe receive a new life, a new creation. You see why I'm saying, as you read this, everything is changing. Your family is changing, whether you see it or not. The nation is changing, whether you see it or not. The church is changing, whether you see it or not. Everything is changing. Don't be oppressed. Don't be a doom and gloomer. Think about greater than Nineveh is coming. For the souls who are striving to live in the divine will, for the souls who are reading every day, studying every day, putting into practice every day. Jesus says, as you do this, all created things receive new life and a new creation. Everything is changing. Jesus wants us to be aware of this. Everything is changing. And the thing that he has done is he's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. That's what he's asking us. He's asking us, are you ready for the new and divine way of holiness? As Pope St. John Paul II said, are you ready for a new and divine way of holiness? Are you ready to pray in a new manner? This is the rounds. Are you ready to begin to live what I have waited for 6,000 years? Are you ready to live heaven on earth? Are you ready to go back to Eden? That was right at the beginning. Are you ready to go back to Eden? Begin to live this life. Begin to live this abundant life. I don't see how a person who's reading the Book of Heaven can be worried about anything. If you're really reading, if you're really studying, and I'm not saying you read it as like a novel. I'm not saying, well, I'm done. What else do I do? I've had people say that to me. Well, I'm done reading the 36 volumes. Now what do I do? I go, oh, God. You've just begun. You've only opened the first page. You've read all 36 volumes, but you've only opened the first page. Read it again and then read it again. It becomes more and more and more beautiful. Why? Jesus is speaking to you. Mary is speaking to you. They're teaching you the way that Louisa lives. And they're saying, we offer this to you if you wish. We're not going to force you. All things receive by your acts and rounds in the divine will, a new life, a new creation. Do you see why God has predestined us to live at this time? Do you see why God has given us the Book of Heaven? We've got a lot of work to do. And that's why he keeps on saying, I'm waiting for the souls who must live in my divine will. This becomes our everything. We fall more in love with Jesus. We fall more in love with Mary. We fall more in love with our dogma and doctrine. We fall more in love with our Eucharistic Lord. We spend time with him every day. We fall more in love with the rosary. Our memory is being filled with the memory of Jesus and Mary. And then finally, our human will is not in charge anymore. It's God's most holy divine will. I don't want to live in my human misery anymore. I want God to reign. I want God to have authority over me as he wants. I want him to be the divine master, making me and all of us his divine masterpiece. It says for him. He's making us for him so that he can enjoy. I mean, can you imagine somebody making a masterpiece and, you know, turn it over, putting it outside in the pigsty? It's a masterpiece, but not for me. No, you put a masterpiece in the center of the house. This is what, look at this. That's what he wants us to be in his image and likeness. That's why he created us. Volume 36, 8, 12, 1938. An act done in my divine will is almost incredible. God's trying to get our attention. And just breathe, Lord Jesus, I want to breathe the divine will. Take a breath in the divine will. Jesus says, an act in my divine will is almost incredible. It's almost incredible. A human breathing this, I love you. And then breathing back to God, a divine, I love you. A human is doing this. This is almost incredible. These acts, Jesus said, shall form the new day. The human generation shall feel as though being renewed. All of creation is being renewed through these acts, rejuvenated in good. Image and likeness of God again. Just breathing in the divine will. Jesus says, he shows us Adam. What was Adam's DNA like? Adam's DNA was the image and likeness of God. Our DNA says thou get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, and become food for worms. That's going to be regenerated, rejuvenated, renewed to what God originally planned. But it's even going to be more than what God gave to Adam, because it's the resurrected life of Jesus, the new Adam. We haven't seen anything yet. No one has seen this. Louisa has, but nobody else. Rejuvenated, renewed. The word I love is regenerated. The regeneration of my people, regenerated into who I have originally planned for them to be. Image and likeness of God. They shall form the disposition to dispose human generations. That's us. These souls linked with Louisa will form the disposition to dispose the human generations. Why? To receive their life, to let this divine will reign in them. That's in Revelation. He who reigns. We're to be one with God again, fused with God in his most holy divine will. A new beginning for all of humanity. There's no doom or gloom. We should be, while we're reading, we should be like all those people on Sunday, the holy day of obligation, Sunday, the Lord's day, who are cheering pigskin being thrown through the air. Cheering pigskin being thrown in the air on the Lord's day. We should be like those souls, cheering, praising God, loving God, glorifying God, worshiping God for what he is about to do. There's no sadness in the little children of the holy divine will. It's all joy. It's all happiness. That pigskin being thrown through the air, you won't even be able to hear their cheering. Why? Those souls living in the divine will are going to be louder than a stadium after stadium after stadium. The kingdom is coming. The kingdom is coming. 5:36, 8:28, 1938. My daughter, blessed one. Jesus says this to Louisa. Blessed Louisa. Every act done in my divine will by the creature is like a day, a new day for the soul, a new day filled with happiness, filled with all divine goods. If she does 10, 20 acts, she acquires so many days. These days takes the sky as her own thing. We creation belongs to us. Being still on earth, she takes the sun, the wind, the air, the sea as her own. This is why you fuse yourself with the Trinity. You fuse yourself with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. You fuse yourself with the creation, redemption, and sanctification. It's ours. You fuse yourself to live in the divine will. Why? To enter the prime act of God, the one single act of God, to participate one with God. We take the sky as our own. Her nature takes the most beautiful blossoms that never wither. Oh, what a beautiful appearance. This is Louisa, shall make once in our celestial fatherland. For as many acts done in my divine will, she shall possess as many days, each one with its own different sun. Its blue sky studded with stars, its murmuring seas, its whistling wind, whispering and blowing, impetuous, dominating, love. Nor shall even the most beautiful blossoms be lacking for the one, Louisa Picaretta, one different from the other. For as many acts as Louisa has done in my most holy divine will, and God says it's the same for us. Nothing beautiful and good shall be lacking to the soul, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa who have lived in my eternal fiat. Nothing is lacking. God's got this all planned. All that he asks of us is, are you ready to begin to live this abundant life? Are you ready? It starts. It's begun with Louisa. And he says, you can have it if you wish. It's yours if you wish. How much do you want? How little do you want? How much do you want? Volume 36, 1126, 1938. My daughter, there is a great difference between the saints in heaven and the traveling soul on earth. Blessed, the blessed have nothing to add since their life, their acts, their human will remains fixed within us, triune God in heaven. They say, we have accomplished our day. We cannot do any more. The most that we can do is give new joys. We can give new joys and new love. But the pilgrim soul on earth has not yet completed her day. If the pilgrim soul on earth wants to live in our divine will, she can make prodigies of grace, prodigies of light for the whole world. There's no doom and gloom. Begin to make prodigies of grace for the world. Learn how to do this from Jesus, the way he taught Louisa. Prodigies of light for the whole world and prodigies of love for God. This is what God is asking of us. There's no doom or gloom. Volume 36, 1130, 1938. The soul who enters our will comes to take possession of her endowment, marriage with God, to recognize it and to love it. She wanders in our will to get to know the most extensive dowry, marriage, given to her by her creator. She forms her day in time. She forms her days for as many times as she wanders, walks, loves, and knows. I, God, gave her this great endowment. The wedding feast, the marriage feast. Listen to what he says. That she can receive and know in time for this reason to let her form her days and that shall crown her eternal day of an eternity that never ends. This is heaven on earth. The more she wanders in our will, the more days she forms and that shall make her more rich, more glorious in heaven. Those who don't want to wander around in our works, those who do not want to recognize them or possess them, they cannot gain the merit of their days within time. And this, isn't this the great pain for us, triune God? So Jesus says, so enter always into our divine works. The more you come into the divine will, the more you shall recognize them, love them, possess them by right. This is what God promises us. This is what he gives to us. Again, this is 15 small pages of the Book of Heaven. It's one little section of an infinite amount of truths that Jesus has given to Louisa because they keep on growing and expanding. God has great plans for humanity. He needs us to, what did he say? To make prodigies of grace and light for the whole world and prodigies of love for God. That's our job. He says, I'm waiting for the souls who must live this life. He's waiting for us. Read, study, put this into practice. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus's name under the mantle of Mary through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray for all the little children of the holy divine will who are suffering. We pray for their divine healing, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.